them if he's really attached to them. So what's going to hurt? You know, just be nice to them. Just be nice to them. All right. Ice Mocha, he says that he falls in love deeply, but after a while, he starts giving her and the relationship less attention, but he's still in love.
Well, that's just... That happens in relationships, and we've talked about that before, too.
Uh-huh.
It's basically just getting comfortable and taking things for granted, and that's something that you need to be aware of, because women, we're sensitive, and we notice things like that, and then the first thing that comes to our mind is, okay, what's going on?
He doesn't love me anymore.
Right, and we get 10,000 ideas going, and then, you know, then you end up...
And we freak out.
Yep.
And we become insecure.
There you go.
No. Don't get me started here, Ice Mocha.
It's a chain event. All right, we're going to continue reading some of these SMS messages on the other side. Get in touch, 6163. What are some signs in a relationship that maybe things are going awry or that there's some problems, things that you've noticed? Smiley got in touch in the SMS and said she wanted to send Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One, to her fiancé, Omra. Here it is on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nal FM.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. I don't want to run away, but I can take it. I don't understand. If I'm not made for you, then why does my heart tell me that I am? Is there any way that I could stay? Distance maim my life. If you're not for me, then why do I dream of you as my wife? I don't know why it's so far away, but I know that this much is true. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. So strong that it takes my breath away, and I breathe you into my heart and pray for the strength to stand today, 'cause I love you, whether it's wrong or right. And though I can't be with you tonight, you know my heart is by you.
Plays next. Nal FM.
عاش من سمع صوتك يا راجل، انت فين؟ ايه يا ماما، انا لسه وصل، احكي لك كل حاجه بالتفصيل.
يلا بقى يا سيدي، احكي لي بقى كل حاجه من طقطق لسلام عليكم.
مين بقالك كتير ما سالتش عليه؟ دلوقتي مع كلام اكسترا النظام الجديد لعملاء كارت من فودافون، فرصة تقول كل اللي نفسك فيه لأي حد في مصر ببلاش. استمتع كل شهر ب 30 دقيقة ببلاش لأي موبايل في مصر. للتحويل مجانا اتصل الآن ب 880، ولو عايز تعرف تفاصيل أكتر كلم 800. فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
موسيقى مسلسل نور، اتصل على 09709 من أي تليفون أرضي أو 5600 من أي محمول، وخليك قبل الكل ونزل واسمع أغاني مسلسل نور. كلمنا على 09709 أو 5600.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you again. And I moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
The Goo Goo Dolls with Iris right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one off the City of Angels soundtrack. Marwa Raja in the studio tonight. Marwa, that's what I did for my topic last night. Actually, I didn't do a topic. I had a little fun, and we played love songs from movie soundtracks.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and that one just kind of made me think about last night. Now, a lot of people are SMSing into the program who do not have nicknames, and I want to tell you how to get one, because then it's easier for us to communicate with you, especially if you need help with a relationship issue. Type in Nick, N-I-C-K, leave a space, the nickname you would like to have, and just send it off to 6163. Then you can go ahead and send a completely different message with your question, and then we know who you are. And our topic this evening is signs that your relationship is on the rocks, and just things that you've noticed that kind of make you question a little bit about what's going on in your relationship. And if people want to get in touch, Marwa, how do they do that?
6163.
Or you can give us a call at 3-855-055. Plenty of your requests on the way. If you do have a love song or love request or dedication, get it into 6163 as well. The show is all about love requests and love dedications, or even not so in love songs, you know what I mean? On the way, I did have a request for Phil Collins. Stick around for that one. Usher, Air Supply, Alicia Keys, Dionne Warwick, and for my country fans, I have something special coming up from Tim McGraw. Let's go ahead and kick off hour number two right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Now, After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
All right, if there's a Motown song that you love, get it into 6163. Kind of want to hear some oldies but goodies like this one here. It's Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones on Cairo's number one.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over.
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
The last time we ever met.
Collins in the air tonight. That one going out to Omar on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. It's 11:13 across Cairo. In the studio with me tonight, Marwa Raja, and we're talking about signs that your relationship is having some issues. And most of the time, they're telltale signs. Am I not correct?
Yep, and you can easily see them. But we have a very interesting comment here from Rafiq, and I fully agree, and I think this is where we can continue this discussion.
Okay.
And he's saying, hey, Aaron, we're turning in one circle, that all the things that you said, Marwa, are leading to that there is something missing in the relationship, and that you can't blame only the guy or only the girl, because both of them must have done something that leads the other person to get out of track in this relationship. So there are two to blame. And I tend to agree with that. We were just talking about that.
Actually, we were talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. The message that we got from the 45-year-old guy and the girls chasing after him.
I'm still fired up about that.
When we went off air, we were still talking about that. And Aaron, you were saying something very interesting.
I don't pretend to know everything there is about men, you know, but my culture allows you to date. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not young. Okay, put it that way. And I've had a chance to date different types of men, and there are things that I know, and then I've noticed things that you don't do, things that make people go away. And I have learned throughout my life that when you stop paying someone attention and catering to their needs, whether it's physical, mental, whatever,
emotional,
then they're going to start looking elsewhere for someone to fulfill that empty space that they're going through.
Yeah,
and that's the bottom line.
Now, the sad thing that you and I were just talking about, and sometimes you would have a wife who is fully attentive to her husband, who is a good guy, loving father,
right,
just a very good family man, and then comes this woman who's lusting after a man for one reason or the other,
right,
and she would begin seducing him, mm-hmm, out of his marriage.
Right.
And a lot of guys fall for that, and a lot of guys give in to the pressure, and we're still trying to find out, like, the ideal mix.
Well, temptation is a horrible thing, period.
Yeah.
But I think I don't want to say what I'm thinking because it's completely inappropriate.
Okay, let's go back to the messages.
Yeah, go back to the messages, Marwa. Let me figure out how to word this.
Yeah,
without,
okay, you take care of that one. All right, so Reef, I love Reef's messages. They always come in rhyme and they're very nice. And he's saying that this one is for Kareem. Mm-hmm. Kareem is the 45-year-old guy.
Right.
Now he's saying, she's not your woman, she's your queen. She's not what you want, she's what you need. Before you say love, learn what love means. You're not a man because you have her, but because she has you. You want to be a true lover, then always tell her the truth.
Reef, that's actually very brilliant.
I think that says everything.
I think
we
it does.
Can just go away.
I know. All right.
This is really, really nice. All right. Crowbar Spine says, when everything turns to just blaming and excuses. That is so true.
Yeah.
When you stop absorbing your partner, when you stop being understanding and supportive, when you just start finding fault with your partner, something is wrong. Or when your partner every time is talking to you and finds fault with you. All right.
I've said a while back that once the communication stops, there, mm-hmm. that's when your problems start.
Yeah. iSmoka is saying that showing extra attention with no reason only reflects guilt. What do you think?
Yes and no.
Okay, explain that.
I think it just depends on the person. I think sometimes people love you more each day, and I think sometimes you grow on people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to give you more attention later on because you kind of grew on them.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what kind of attention they're giving you, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, now let's say that you're in love and the relationship is fine, and then suddenly there's this extra dose of attention. That's an alarm sign.
That would be an alarm sign.
Yeah, all right.
I'll agree.
Okay, now there's a mystery SMSer whose number ends in 5984, and he's saying to the guy that is complaining about the girls chasing him, mm-hmm. stop convincing yourself that they are the ones to be blamed. You like it because it satisfies the alpha male inside of you, and this is why you keep doing it.
No comment.
I have nothing to say.
Yep. Moving on. Next SMS message.
Moving on. Okay. Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right. Nice guy is saying, in his point of view, I think that losing the ability to communicate in patience is an indicator. Also, preferring to stay alone or apart more often than being with her.
Nice guy. I love it. Thank
very,
you so much.
Very true. Very true. I mean, like, really true. All right. Now, Mima. Back to Mima.
Okay.
And she's saying that... Oh, they never went out together, and he did not tell her his friends, but we talk, and they don't even talk, and he sees her, and he just smiles.
He doesn't even say, hi, what can I do?
Mm.
You need to break the ice.
Yeah.
Get creative.
Yeah. You know, books. It's lame, but books would work. What do you think? It's like, have you read that book, or what do you think of that book? Or maybe if there's something, like, going on.
I got one.
Yeah.
Hey, did you listen to that show After Dark on Nile FM with Aaron Fleming and Marwa Raka? What? There's an icebreaker. I really love the music they play. I tune in every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from 10 to midnight. What? I'm sorry.
All right, Mima, if it doesn't work.
You can blame it on me. Hey, you know what? Music is always a good way to break the ice, and that's the honest-to-goodness truth, because I have not met one person in my life that does not like music.
Aww.
We need to read this one out.
Okay.
From Tifo to Tigo, I love you. There's something else. Oh, he or she, I don't know, said, will you please read this message on air? So that's what we did.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Timo, like I've never loved before. Wish you know that, and I really wish you feel the same, because I really don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but...
All right, now I have to comment on that one.
This is one of the best SMS messages I've ever received in my life.
All right, we were talking about the guy who's 45, and then there are the 15 years younger girls who are chasing after him. And then when I was analyzing why they would be chasing after him, because he said he's not handsome, he said he doesn't know why they are all over him. So at first I went social, and I said that they want to get married. And then I went economical and say that...
They want you to buy them stuff.
Feed them.
And Marwa goes, they want you to feed them. So we get this message from SMS 400. Buy them food.
Where are we now, Kolkata? Do you even hear yourself? You see, it happens. It happens.
Sometimes you just... spit stuff out, and you don't really understand how it sounds.
Yeah.
Need to say hello to TK Insomnia, the Godfather, Sherba Boy, Ice Mocha, Tafo, Miro, Rafiq.
Do you know what Sherba Boy means?
No.
Sherba, that is soup.
A soup boy? Nice. I also want to remind you, if you don't have a nickname on our SMS board, get in touch at 6163. All that you need to do, it's really easy. N-I-C-K. Type in N-I-C-K. Leave a space. The nickname you'd like to have, and just send it off to 6163, because it's that easy. But don't type anything after it, or that will be your nickname. And you don't want it to be like, I don't know, a 10,000 message. What else is this? Oh, need to say what's up to Manga. And
Abdu Basha
says, tell Susie I love her, please.
Okay.
Susie, he loves you. Okay. On the way, more of your SMS messages. What are some signs that your relationship is kind of having some problems? 616-338-555-055. On the way, music from Usher, Alicia Keys, Tim McGraw. It's all coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Mama, I want to go to the
يا لحيتي تغسل التيشيرت
يا استمتع بالحياة وكل اللي اتمناه قدامك راح تلقاه أرستون واحد من العيلة
أرستون واحد من العيلة بضمان بيتك. لمزيد من المعلومات اتصل الآن 1-99-6-3.
Man, every time I see you, you got a different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000-205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that, man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000-205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000-205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
He broke my heart, and now it's raining. To rub it in, I'm at your door. I feel so crazy about it. You say I told you so. You saw it long ago. You knew we had to go. I finally came around. I'm back on solid ground. Can't let it get me down.
Overturned, so I call it a lesson learned. Whoa.
Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Warwick, walk on by right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You're tuned into After Dark. I'm Erin. It's 11:31 across Cairo. In the studio with me tonight, Marwa Rachad. It is Monday, and it means that Marwa's in the studio because she is my relationship guru. And if you haven't, I need to plug this too. It's a shameless plug, but whatever. Need to plug your book, The Poison Tree Planted and Grown in Egypt. If you haven't read her Marwa's book, ladies, you'll really enjoy reading it, in all honesty. There's a lot of things in the book that I enjoyed.
And you read the book?
I've read bits and pieces. I went to a bookstore and read it there.
Okay.
For about 2 hours, drinking coffee. There you go. Well, I was waiting.
I'm happy.
Why? Because I read a book? I'm pretty happy I read a book, too. Also wanted to tell you, Marwa has a website. It's MARWARAKHA.com if you want to get in touch with her there. Or Facebook. That's mm-hmm. the best way. I'm a Facebook junkie. If you have a question, I'm usually playing online Facebook poker till about 4 o'clock in the morning. So hit me up on chat. I'll be more than happy to talk to you and help you out. And like I said, Marwa's on there as well. So get in touch with her if you have some kind of issue you need help with.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Pinky got in touch, and we've been talking about signs that your relationship is in distress all evening long. And if you want to chime in, 6163, Pinky got in touch. And
Pinky's message is heartbreaking.
Okay.
And see, I'm now gearing up, and my face is just so dismantled.
Okay.
All right, Pinky is saying, what does it mean when your boyfriend doesn't pick up on you or call you for over 2 weeks? And then you text him saying that it's okay if you want to end it, just tell me. But he still doesn't reply. And then you break up in a message with him, and he still doesn't call or reply. And then 10 days later, he sends you a message on your birthday saying, I'd do anything to be with you today. Seriously, what does that mean? pinky?
Do you really want to know? Your man's a jerk?
I asked Aaron when we were off air, is it okay to say jerk on air? This guy is just a piece of work. He does not deserve even you asking about the meaning of this. First of all, the guy is taking you for granted. He doesn't care about how you feel. And obviously, he's just taking you for a ride. And he's just flattering his ego that he can dump you and then pick you up and then dump you again and then pick you up anytime for as many times as he wants.
Unless he has a legitimate reason why he didn't call for 2 weeks, like, oh, I got hit by a truck. You know what I'm saying? Then
I got hit by a truck and I died. Because
I know that's just inconsiderate is what it is. And Pinky, he doesn't care about your feelings
at all.
And this makes me really sad,
you know,
actually.
Pinky, like 10 years ago, if that had happened, I would have said, poor guy, he got busy, he's stuck, he can't reach you.
Mm-mm.
But now, connectivity world, it's all over.
Thank you. 90% of the world's population will have a cell phone 10 years from now, which means that about 70% have one now. And there's this thing called an SMS message.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And there's also email.
Yeah.
And I don't care. You get a pigeon and send me a message. Blow me some smoke signals. I don't care. There are ways to get in touch with people.
Here we go. So, Pinky, this guy has absolutely no excuse for not picking up your calls. And then he has no excuse for when you said you broke up with him. He just didn't reply. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. But then there is one thing that is really upsetting me about you in your message. You sending him a text message saying that it's okay with you if he wants to end it. Now this is really bad. Why do you take this kind of treatment from a guy? Why does anybody take that kind of treatment, be it guy or girl? Because I get messages from guys who take that.
Because people as a whole, Marwa, everyone has insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. It's about insecurities. It's about these thoughts that go through your head, like, I'm never going to meet anyone else, or I'm not going to meet anyone like this person, even though we're not that compatible. It's insecurities is what it is. And that's why you tolerate certain situations like this, because you are down on yourself, or you feel like you're not worthy, or you know what I mean? It's all self-induced.
Very nice. So we've done before the topic about self-esteem,
yeah,
and we've done before another topic about insecurities. So Pinky, let me summarize the two topics for you and say that you're a human being and you are worth being loved. The basic rights, the basic needs for any person to love and to be loved, to respect someone and to be respected. Now this guy shows no respect for you because you don't care about yourself. You're just telling him, I'm a doormat, step all over me, and I'll still be there. That's exactly what kind of message you sent. So, Pinky, don't even think about this guy. Move on, and if he comes back, say no. Please, just remember me, huh? Remember me. Say no. He's not worth it.
Kuki also got in touch and said a relationship is dying when it's hard to say I'm sorry.
What do you think of that one?
I think that's good.
It is very true.
Because when you're in a relationship, you're going to make mistakes. That's
mm-hmm.
inevitable. That's
mm-hmm.
just what happens. Everyone makes mistakes. But when you can't apologize for it, when you don't even have enough respect for the other person to apologize for your behavior or something you've done, there's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
And we'll read more of these SMSs on the way. Get in touch, 6163. What are some signs that your relationship is on the rocks? 3-8-5-0-5-5. And if you have another question about relationships, send it in as well. We still have plenty of time in the program to address your issues. Around the corner, Tim McGraw for my country fans. Music from Usher and John Legend as well. Keep it right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
في حاجة على تليفونك مهمة وضرورية. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09853 وحمل إمساكية شهر رمضان.
بعد غياب وبقاله تمام.
خليك عارف كل وقت ولي أدان. اتصل وحمل إمساكية شهر رمضان 09853.
Listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
scratching in the door, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin, and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Better than I was, more than I am, and all of this happened by taking your hand. Who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, think I can keep it all in. And if you ask me why I've changed, all I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. Just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It's like whatever I do, just can't get through to you. I'm never gonna tell you nothing else. Listen.
Now she like me, shawty got love her. Used to jump up in the beat, rock and roll now. Used to care, she used to share. The love that she used to give me can't be found. I lost my way, she said she'd stay. And lately I've been sleeping with a ghost. My sock is down and out. I used to be with my weight and go. That was before the drink depression kicked in and rocked us. And that was before the hurricane came in and stopped us. I told you to leave, but you lied to me when you said that. Maybe no worries, I promise to get us back. I know sorry, just wouldn't do. Like moving mountains.
touch me, I don't touch her. We ain't really even ever seen her. I really wanna give her everything she deserves, but the band took away the girl. She thinks that I'm full of it. Arguments always piss, man, I'm tired. Every kiss that I miss, girl, you know I'm crying. You never believe when I say, and I never believe it when you say, I love you. And I shouldn't complain about it. I should take it like a man and walk about it. We will never be the same. You have been to blame. Tell no sorry, just wouldn't do it. Her heart is obliterated. I'm trying to get through. Gotta move this mountain. It's like moving mountains. But I keep climbing and hoping things would change. And the sky turns red, and the water from the rain washes progress away. It's like moving mountains.
Moving Mountains on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. That one going out to Mimi tonight. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Raka. It's 11:46. Where does the time go? We're almost out of time already. Where does it go, Marwa?
Fun times, you know.
I'm asking you where the time goes.
The fun times. There was a saying about fun times.
Oh, okay.
It's time for me to go to sleep.
I know, really. We're talking about things that you've noticed that kind of say your relationship's on the rocks. Jamumba's just got in touch and says your relationship is in trouble when you stop being yourself to please the other person.
Oh, yes.
So true.
Yes, and that happens a lot. I've seen it so much. And then after they're married, like by 5 or 6 years, that person would start saying, who am I? Where are my hobbies? Where are my friends? Where's my life? What have I done? And then panic takes over. That's very true.
It is true.
Yep. All right. I saw him. He came back with a very interesting question. He said that this episode, we've been talking a lot about breakup signs and relationships ending signs, mm-hmm. and relationships struggling signs. And he's saying, so what's your advice? Now, this is the part that I've been waiting for all those 2 hours. When your relationship is struggling and you've seen the signs, you have one of two ways to go.
Okay.
You either work on it or you end it. Now, it takes two to tango, and you just can't work on a relationship by yourself. So let's say that you have spotted certain things that your partner is doing that say the relationship is not going the right direction,
right,
or that you're not happy. First of all, communicate, which takes us back to like expressing yourself. And again, rule number one in communication, do not point a finger. Do not say you did that or you upset me or you made me feel. Any sentence that starts with you is a wrong sentence in this context. You start by saying, I feel this and this, or I want this and this, or I expect this and this. It's not you are doing that. And you need to communicate that. But if the other party in the relationship is not willing to put in effort, then it's not going to work. We just got a call from a very nice lady, and she is considering getting divorced from her husband. And Aaron and I told her that she needs time. We told her, give yourself at least one more month. They've been separated since last May or June.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't feel anything for him again, and I don't want him, and she wants out. It takes two. And then she said, what if I get marriage counseling? But to get counseling, it means that the two of you are willing to work on the relationship. So if you are with somebody and you feel that they're not listening, or they're not talking, or they're not supportive, or they're not giving you what you need, just tell them. If it doesn't go up, then it's time to end it before it drags you down.
Right.
So this was basically, I saw what the first thing. Second thing, if you communicate once and twice and three times and it's not working, it means that this is your partner. This is the way they are. So you either accept it, live with it, or just move on. Because you cannot change a person. If I am somebody who hates talking on the phone, which is a fact, I hate phones, then if you keep calling me and staying on the phone with me for hours and hours and hours, it would irritate me. And you would always feel that I'm not communicating and it's just part of who I am. So that's the thing. You either accept it and learn to live with it,
or you move on.
So that's another thing. Now, if you feel that you're being taken for granted and you're being played and your partner keeps going away and coming back, going away and coming back, then this is like Pinky's problem. And you're being taken for granted, and that is so sad, and that is so sick.